Welcome to the Vital Life Podcast, dedicated to bringing you what you need to know to live your own vital life. I'm your host, Luke Longo, and together we're going to explore what it means to live a vital life, from advanced nutrition to spiritual development. We'll delve into the things that really matter in your life. With that said, let's get into it. All right, welcome to the Vital Life Podcast, baby. We're back, baby. Okay, this episode is going to be something a little bit different. Okay, it's going to be a little something different. It's not going to be as much of a biological. It is biological, but it's more of a mental thing. It's understanding mental perspectives and how some people see the world and how you see the world and what factors influence what your perspective is. And because you're seeing through something, it's your kind of visions, your sight. I'm calling these the glasses of life. And so these are kind of just the glasses that you take off and you put back on and you take back off and you put back on throughout life. And there's kind of a progression. Okay. So if you want to understand the progression that you've went through and the progression that you're going to keep going through and kind of speed up the process of the glasses that you're going to be wearing, stick around, baby. Stick around. If you want to know how other people see the world and how to handle situations where you have disagreements, stick around. Stick around for the rest of the podcast. Okay, before I cut into the actual full episode of The Glasses of Life, I want to ask you really quick if you could go follow the Instagram, go Spotify, click the follow button, Apple Podcasts, click the follow button, turn those notifications on. You want to get reminded when I'm putting out these bomb ass episodes. And before all that, too, go and check out the Instagram. And share this with somebody that would appreciate. And if this blows your brain, share this with someone that also is trying to grow and trying to develop, because this is something that I've gotten from a lot of books that I've read. So with all that being said, let's hop into the episode. All right. So in life, we kind of go through putting on glasses and taking off glasses. All right. So when you're born, you got shit eyesight. You just do. You just got some really shit eyesight. You don't see anything clearly. You don't know what you're looking at. You know, you're just horrible. Everything's blurry. It's like when you take your glasses off. If you ever had glasses, you're like, oh, my glasses. Where are my glasses? Yeah, that's kind of what it's like. You can't see anything. Good luck trying to find your glasses. So when you're born at age zero, you got the blurriest damn vision out there. You got the blurriest vision out there. You don't understand anything. Okay. And so your mom goes, hey, come here. And she just kind of sticks a pair of glasses on your face. And then you're like, oh, about one, two, three. You're like, oh, I could kind of see what's going on. I start to see stuff. I need food. I still need mother. I have friends. I have father. You know, you start to see your environment, see your surroundings. You know, your vision is not as blurry. Okay. Around 4, 5, 6, your mom goes, come here, give me those glasses. You got to put a new one on. And so you put a new pair of glasses on and you're like, oh, goodness. Oh, I have friends. OK, there's friends around me. I need friends. I need people. OK, I don't need food as much. I know I need food, but it's kind of like not as important. It's not like the only thing. And 6, 7, 8, you start to put on new glasses. Let me try these ones on. No, I don't like these ones. Let me try these ones on. No, those ones suck. Wait, put them back on. OK. Put those back on. And so what ends up happening is with each of these pairs of glasses that you have different perspectives. What does that mean? Right? Okay, cool. I have different perspectives. Like, what does that mean, though? So how I will define perspectives for you is perspectives are basically the things that you find important, the things that you pay attention to, and the things that you don't pay attention to. All right. So an example is if I'm wearing the money glasses, baby, I got the money glasses on. This is really easy. I got the money glasses on. My perspective is really the things that are important to me. Money, wealth, fame. Like I got the shmoney glasses. And so with the shmoney glasses, I'm paying attention to money. I'm paying attention to fame. I'm paying attention to losing money. I'm paying attention to how I look compared to everyone else. You know, I'm paying attention to my physical appearance and how other people perceive me, right? Those are the shmoney glasses. And now I'm going to take the shmoney glasses off and I'm going to put on a pair of angry glasses, right? I'm putting the angry glasses on. And now pretty much everything that I see is tinted with anger. If that makes sense, everything that the shmoney glasses are, they're tinted towards money. So you got the money glasses, they're tinted green because money's green. You got the anger glasses, they're tinted red. So when you put the anger glasses on, everything has a tint of red, you know? So it's like everything you see, it's already towards red. It's already biased towards red. All the things that you're going to look through with the anger glasses, they're going to be already primed to be angry, like a angry kind of perspective. So if someone kind of drops something and it kind of splashes on you, you're like, mother, like, you know, you have the angry glasses on. So, you know, you don't have space, you know, you have the angry perspective. Someone steps on your toe. God, fucking, like, it's kind of just that you have the angry glasses on. But if those same things, all right, so I take the angry glasses off and I put the care glasses on, the love glasses. Let's make them pink, right? The love glasses, I got a tint of pink. Okay. And so when I put the love glasses on, someone steps on my toe, I give him a big smooch, right? I put the love glasses on, someone spills something on me, I'm like, oh, it's okay. Here's $5. Like, you know, it's a completely different perspective. And I want you to, I'm using these kind of insane scenarios to really paint the picture for you. You know, you go through life wearing different pairs of glasses. And once you understand that, you understand there's a framework that your brain kind of looks through. And so these glasses, they're not physical glasses that you're wearing. Your brain actually has frameworks or structures of consciousness. Okay, so the things that you think are important are going to be the things that are your glasses. So if you think money's important, you're going to have money glasses. If you think love's important, you're going to have love glasses. And you could be wearing multiple different glasses at the same time. Okay, so these are kind of just perspectives. These are your perspectives that you're looking through. And so whatever type of glasses that you're wearing, those are going to be the perspectives that you're going to be looking through, and they're going to be the things that you see. So if you, I honestly personally don't want to wear the angry glasses. I don't want to wear the angry glasses. And so I try not to look through, I try not to be angry, and I limit the things that make me angry. And there's different ways you can do this. What I'm trying to tell you is that you need to learn how to change your glasses so that you can see the world clearly. Instead of looking through a blurry green tint, like the shmoney glasses, you're looking through a clear, crystal clear, perfect vision, white pair of glasses that everything is just clear. You know, it's not even white. It's just a clear lens. Okay. And so instead of looking through shmoney, you're looking through clean, clear, crisp vision. You know, you want to have that clean, clear, crisp vision. And you can't have that vision without understanding that you're wearing glasses in the first place. Okay. And so then now that you understand glasses, let me teach you a little thing. Let me teach you a little bit. And this is kind of my own take. This is the best way I think I can explain the whole book, or basically Ken Wilber. I'm going to talk about Ken Wilber. He has this theory, and it's more of a theory for me. It's just such a great way to explain what happened. So this is all from Ken Wilber's books. I've read like 3 or 4 of his books. And Ken Wilber has done lots and 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 lots of research. All right. So this is all very, very factual. A lot of this comes from true things. So basically, Ken, he says that we grow up, as we age, we start to take on different glasses, you know? And so when you start at age 0 to 3 or 4, whatever it is, you're wearing a certain type of glasses. You know, let's make these glasses with a very brown tint. You know, you have a brown tint glasses and it's very like ape. You know, you have ape glasses. Like it's a very early human. You don't have a very big brain. Your brain not very developed. So you got ape glasses. And the ape glasses, you know, you care about food, mother, shelter, bathroom. You know, water. Like these are your needs for these ape glasses. And then you put on a different pair of glasses. And let's say these are, let's call them orange, right? Not orange. Let's make them, Let's make them orange, whatever, you know, red glasses. Let's make them red, like for anger. And so these red glasses, when you're in an early age, you have just uncontrolled emotions. You have your needs are very similar, food, but now you don't really need like mother as much. You're starting to create your own identity. And so you basically age and you put on different pair of glasses. I'm going to try these pairs on. No, I don't like these. Take them off. I'm going to put these ones on. Oh, I can see a little bit better, but everything's like green. Everything's like blue. And you take them off. And so basically in life, you age through these glasses because you change the things that you think are important, if this makes sense. The things that were important to you at age zero are not the things that are not the exact same things that are going to be important to you at age 50, right? So think about it this way. If you think money is really important at age 20, and then you work 10 years straight and you work your butt off and you make billions of dollars, let's just say that by the age of 30, you're a billionaire by the age of 30. Are you going to spend another 10 years trying to get another billion? No, your needs have changed. You don't need money anymore because you spent your 10 years making $1 billion. Instead, now, if you spent 10 years making $1 billion, I'm sure you probably weren't really focusing on a family at the time. So now that you have $1 billion at age 30, now it's time to focus on a family. So you see your needs change as you age by the things you're doing. And the thing happens when you cannot properly change your needs and move up to a higher level. In life, you're going to progress through stages, through glasses. There's a set glasses structure that you're going to go through. So you're going to go from glasses pair 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and it's going to continue. And so what Ken does in his book is he lines up the glasses and he goes very in depth on explaining everything. So if you really are interested in this, go look up Ken Wilber and listen to his Theory of Everything on Audible. Go look up his books. The Theory of Everything is a great one. I wouldn't suggest some of his more recent ones are very advanced. So I'm not going to tell you to go read those, but the Theory of Everyone's a kind of a nice, great way of understanding this stuff. And so now that you know you're going to go through life with these different pairs of glasses, I want you to kind of sit down and I want you to kind of think about the things that you think are important right now. So just close your eyes and you don't have to do it right now. If you're driving, don't close your eyes, you know, so just like maybe listen to this or just do this later. This is like a little activity for you to understand what you think is important. So if I sit down and I close my eyes and I think about what's important to me, is it money? Is it family? Is it love? Is it significant other? Is it food? Is it food? Is it working out? Is it exercise? You know, what are the things that you think are important to you? Is it drugs? Like these are the honest questions. I'm asking you this and I want you to really think about this. Is it alcohol? Is it weed? You know, is it nicotine? Like really sit down and think about these things. How important are these things to you? Are these things stopping you from growing up? I'm gonna say this again. Are the things that you think are important that you can never be satisfied with, are these stopping you from progressing through life? I'm going to say it one more time. Are your addictions to food, to alcohol, to sex, to fame, these hits of dopamine, are these things stopping you from progressing to a higher level? Are they stopping you from getting to higher levels of glasses? Think about this, because it does. This is something I struggled with for a while. I could not put on a new pair of glasses because I was stuck looking through an old pair of glasses and I didn't want to let go of those old glasses. I didn't want to let go of them. I was addicted to them. I was addicted looking through these glasses. And until you realize that you can take a step back, right? This is what meditation does. Meditation will let you take your glasses off for a brief second and give you crystal clear vision. Here's the irony of all of this. Here's the spin on the story. What you don't realize is that the glasses that you've been wearing your whole life have been making your vision worse. And as you move up in life, as you continue to move up in glasses, you can actually start to see better. But the base glasses that you wear that Mother Nature sticks on your face, they're not crystal clear. They're actually crystal blurry. They're just blurry. You can't see shit. You don't know truth from false. You don't know what's, you can't see anything. And so as you age, you continually, you get to be able to see more, but you don't realize is that the glasses that you're wearing are still ruining your real eyesight. They're tinted a certain color and they're ruining your real eyesight. And so when you meditate, you're able to take off your glasses that you're wearing at the moment and open your eyes, and you're able to see crystal clear from the first time. You're able to really see what the world looks like, okay? And that's why meditation is so powerful, is because you get to take your glasses off and you get to look down and you get to see all the glasses that you're wearing in your past. And you can start to try on new glasses, or you could just not wear the glasses in the first place. It is something that you should try to do. Listen to Ken's book. He'll teach you how to not wear the glasses. He'll teach you what glasses you're going to end up wearing through your life. And the thing is, meditation gives you that step back, that space between your glasses and your face and your eyes. Okay, so assessing the things that are important to you will help you understand, you know, is money really that important, or do you just want the freedom? Are drugs really that important, or you just want to be happy? Is food really that important, or you just want to feel satisfied? You just want to feel happy. You just want the hit of dopamine. Assess your questions. Are there better ways, more sustainable ways that you can get through these things? Okay, so just to reiterate, in life, you're going to go through different pairs of glasses. You're going to start with the blurriest fucking shit glasses I think you can get. It's like you went to goddamn Dollar Tree and you put on a pair of prescription quotation mark glasses. And that's what happened. You know, at life, you get stuck with the Dollar Tree glasses and everyone else is kind of rolling with their nice shades. And then there's the crazy people like me, I guess, that are having crystal clear vision every once in a while. You know, sometimes they take it from you and they say, hey, put these back on. And you're like, no, I don't want to wear glasses anymore. You know, sometimes you're going to go through that where they just stick the glasses back on your face and you're like, God damn it, I already went through these glasses. How am I going to get back? And that's kind of where I'm at now. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you learned something that's of value to you, please share the podcast with somebody that really, you know, this will help open your eyes to realize that it's not all your fault. You know, it's not, you just take a step back, calm down, you know, calm down, breathe, take your glasses off for a quick second and start to assess, like, what are the things that you're doing that are not giving you true happiness? True happiness is not something that you need to do something for. It's a result of your life. That's what true happiness is. You shouldn't have to do something to be happy. You should already be happy because your life makes you happy. And so if you reframe your glasses, you start to put on a different pair, I'm sure you'll be able to be happy. Okay. Again, if you like this podcast, click the subscribe button. Follow me on Apple and Spotify podcasts. Put the notifications on. Follow the Instagram at The Vital Life. I'm going to be putting out a lot more content. And you know what? There's probably a YouTube channel up by the time you're listening to this. It is going to be The Vital Life on YouTube. Link should be in the description. You can hear the goddamn fire trucks. Yeah, the fire trucks are coming to put out the fire. This heat that I just dropped, boy. Okay, so if you like the episode, please share this with somebody. It means a lot. It helps me out. I'm trying to grow this and create something that's of value to other people. And I want you to kind of grow alongside, you know, I want you to grow alongside with me. Okay, with all that being said, go live that vital life, baby. Thank you.